Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited for you to be here listening with us. We're going to be talking about everything from being creative to running businesses to just being all around boss babes and even some pop culture. So make sure you stay tuned, subscribe, and listen to all of our amazing episodes. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and today we're going to be talking about websites. I know, it's not everybody's favorite subject, but it's something I feel like we need to cover, and it's stuff you probably would rather hear from me than somebody else. So, before we get into it, I just want to say if you're new here, you should definitely subscribe. We're on over 13 platforms. You can find the one you like the most and subscribe there so you can hear everything and get updates to your phone and notifications and all that jazz. And we are changing up the show a bit, so there's going to be some new segments that I'm so excited to share with you guys. Okay, now that that's covered, let's get into why you need a website. So, y'all, it has been a rough couple of weeks for social media. You don't know what I mean? I mean, we had the great Facebook and Instagram outage of 2019, like 2 weeks ago. I know, it's insane. I can't even believe it was that long ago. It's been a while. But basically, if you guys know, if you didn't know and you aren't part of social media, then you wouldn't know, but basically, we had a day where just social media and Instagram stopped working. Nobody could use them. Nobody could comment or do anything. It was horrific. And I realized, and especially after talking to a business coach friend of mine, that a lot of people suffered during this time. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, that's okay. I'm going to tell you right now. So you guys, probably most of you, use social media to reach all of your ideal clients or viewers. Am I right? Yeah, I know I am. So we all use social media, me included, to reach our ideal clients and viewers, our ideal people that we want to have following our content. And while it's great, there are times like that day where social media will go down. We had the great Facebook and Instagram outage, and we also had the great YouTube outage last year where YouTube went down for the count. Nobody could watch anything. Nobody could upload anything. It was terrible. It was right after Shane Dawson uploaded. And of course, everybody was on edge. So we all were just kind of like, okay, that happened. Nobody really did anything. And then we had Facebook and Instagram go down. And now it's like, okay, what are you going to do when social media goes down? Because inevitably, it's going to happen again, and you're going to need a backup plan. So what are you going to do when your social media goes down and you can no longer reach your ideal clients and viewers? Think long and hard. Really long and really hard. But don't. Just know you need a website. Everybody says it, every designer says it, every business coach says it, but a lot of people don't take it to heart because we are in the age of social media, where on social media you can reach a lot of people. And it's something that a lot of people really, really don't think of at all. But especially after this, you need a website. I know, you're probably like, oh, she's gonna try and sell me something. I'm not, I swear. You guys, you know I design websites and brands for my job. That's what I do. I'm a brand and web designer. But I'm not telling you this to try and get you guys to pay me stuff, to make you things. No, I'm telling you this because it's going to be vital next time social media goes down. Because websites, they're amazing. They're a great way to reach your ideal clients, to convert people from casual viewers to paying clients. And they're a great way to stay in contact with people when social media fails. And that's why I think everybody needs one. So because I'm not trying to sell you something, I'm going to give you guys some DIY website places to do things. And I'm going to talk to you guys just a bit more about like why and how you should go about this. Now, there are two ways about making a website. You can either do it yourself or you can hire somebody to do it. The first option is considered to be the cheapest because you're like, oh, I'm doing it myself. But the time and energy you're going to put into it will take up a bunch of your time that you could be earning money instead. So it's kind of a pro and con list that you have to make when deciding what you're going to do. But if you're somebody who wants to DIY your website, or you don't have a lot of money to pay for a designer, or you're just not at a place where you can do that, I definitely suggest checking out Squarespace. Squarespace is amazing. It's very user-friendly. It's amazing for small businesses, creators, and bloggers. Or Wix. Wix is a drag-and-drop user-friendly interface that's just super easy to build a website on. Now, me being me, I'm going to suggest going with Squarespace. Squarespace is very easy. It's customizable when you know what you're doing, and it's not hard to do a quick Google search to find what you want. But what's great about it is you're able to grow it, whereas with Wix, it's really hard to grow that website. Basically, Wix is, once you have it, it's very set. Like, you're going to have a small group of people. If you ever want to try and grow your business, you can't really do that with Wix. So when you're on Squarespace, you can do that. You can grow more, you can add new things, you can alter things, and it's just a lot easier to grow and change and have it move with your business. Now, I'm not saying Wix is bad. I know a lot of people that do use Wix for the websites, and it's amazing. So definitely check it out. That's where I had my first few websites. So what's great about these platforms is that you can also purchase templates for them. They're super easy. You can find them really easily. We sell some. I sell some. Some internet friends of mine sell some. You can just find so many amazing templates that you can get to install, and that will basically be a done website for you. Now, granted, those will cost you extra, and there is some customizing that has to be done with it, but I'm sure it'll be fine if that's something you're okay with. Other than that, there aren't really many DIY platforms I recommend. Squarespace and Wix are like the best in my opinion. I know there are a lot of other ones, especially if you're like a blogger. There's like WordPress.com, or there's Blogger, or there's Weebly. I highly suggest going with Wix or Squarespace, and I lean very much towards Squarespace. Now we got to talk about hiring a designer. So if you're somebody that's like, okay, when do I need to hire a designer? You need to hire a designer when you want an elaborate website, but you don't have the skills or time to DIY it. When you want integrations that work for your business that you're not sure how to set up. When you want a unique site but don't want to use a customized template like I just suggested. Or when you want something that is going to be a lot more than you think you can handle personally. And I say that because those are what designers are designed to do, basically. Is we're designed to take and we're trained, not designed, we're trained to take the load off of you and build this amazing website for you where you don't have the stress or anything. You just get to go, ooh, I like that, I don't like that, here, can you fix this? It's really so much easier for you to hire somebody. So, I mean, it's just a good idea if that's what you can do and if you have the budget for it. A lot of designers will cost you quite a bit, which is something you need to consider if you have a smaller budget. Some designers will do like a monthly payment plan, which again is good, but you just need to weigh all these options when you're trying to figure out what to do. If you are just going to build your site from scratch, it probably will be cheaper than hiring a designer, but it won't be as professional looking. So these are all just things you need to check out. And I know you guys don't want to hear this. It's something I have to say, and that's, if you want to get your website designed by me and Dream Now Media, then you can click the button on our blog page. It'll be linked in the description of the episode, or you can head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and you can hit the button book your discovery call, so you can hop on a call and talk about your website and figure out if working with us is right for you. You could also head over to the blog, which is dreamnowmedia.com/podcast, and you can find links to everything, including our services. You can see what we offer and things like that. So if that's something that interests you, I definitely suggest checking that out. Now, if you're hiring somebody, they're going to work on some different platforms. There will be the Squarespace designers like myself, or you'll find somebody that has Showit, which is great for photographers and service-based creatives. So if you offer services or if you're a photographer, this is really, really a good platform for you. Or WordPress, which is good for bigger businesses and more tech-savvy creators or bloggers. I personally do not like WordPress, I know there's a lot of ways to design on it. There's Divi, there's Elementor, and I don't enjoy those. I really enjoy the Squarespace interface. I'm a Squarespace Circle member, so of course I'm very partial to Squarespace. But those are the three platforms that you can find and that you can have somebody build you a site on. Showit is amazing. I suggest that over WordPress, but I do suggest Squarespace again. Even if you're hiring somebody, I've built all my clients' sites on there, so it's really, really, really just amazing. Okay, now I think I've talked your ear off enough about websites, so we're gonna go take an ad break, and then we'll come back with a bunch of new things. I hope you guys are as excited as I am. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today. Smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. If you have a service-based business and are looking for a way to streamline your entire business, look no further than HoneyBook. HoneyBook is an amazing all-in-one platform perfect for creatives that can help you do everything from reaching potential clients to creating contracts to even invoicing on there and more. It's super easy to set up and begin using, which is a huge plus for the person who has so much to do and no way to automate it all. HoneyBook is $40 a month or $400 a year, which is a bit of a steep price, but if you use the code EMILY69824, when purchasing your subscription, you can get 20% off. That means you can save $80 on an annual subscription. If you're unsure if you should take advantage of the move, take advantage of their 7-day trial to see if it works for you. To sign up for HoneyBook, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram. It's in the description of our episode, and hit the button that says join HoneyBook and get 20% off your subscription. It only takes minutes to sign up, and then you can start streamlining your process. Now go. What are you waiting for? One of our new segments is all about tech news. I figured today is a perfect time to pick that up, as this morning, the day I'm recording this, so this will actually be yesterday by the time you're listening to this, Apple held another keynote where they kind of announced some new things that I wanted to chat about for a minute. So the first thing Apple announced is that they're going to create their own original content to be on their new streaming platform, Apple TV Plus. We all know they have the Apple TV app, and I didn't know a lot of people used it, but I guess they're making a push towards it. So they're creating a bunch of original content for it with Hollywood powerhouses like Jennifer Aniston and Sarah Bareilles. Now, if you don't know who Sarah Bareilles is, she's an amazing singer, and everybody knows Jennifer Aniston from Friends. It's just the way it is. And she said that this was her coming back to TV, and only Apple could do that. So that's actually really, really cool to see. Also, they announced that they will now be having their own credit card called the Apple Card that can be used directly on your Apple device and is promised to be the most secure card ever. I'm not sure how that plays out. They're also saying that there's no interest rate, no hidden fees, and there's just something there that I'm a little confused about. I'm not sure what it is, but I just have that like, something's not right and I gotta figure it out. But I'm definitely going to be looking into it more. There are some other announcements they made, and I will link to a video on the blog page, the podcast page. So if you head to dreamnowmedia.com/podcast, you can see the video that explains everything they talked about in under 7 minutes. It'll be really, really great. I swear you guys will love it. You'll understand everything they announced, and you'll have a better sense of just how big Apple is getting and all of the really cool things they're doing. This week's small creator shout out goes to Erin of PopCap Creative. She's a brand designer for female entrepreneurs. She creates amazing content and is super inspiring. I love seeing her content, but then again, I am a brand designer, so I may be a little partial. But I definitely think you guys should go and check out all the amazing things she's creating. You can follow her on Instagram.com/PopCap Creative. It'll be linked in the description episode as well as in the podcast page. So definitely go check that out and follow her because she's amazing, and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. This week's song of the week, to the surprise of nobody, it's Stay by 5 Seconds of Summer. You guys know how much I love 5 Seconds of Summer and Ashton and the entire band. They're just so amazing and so adorable, and I just love them so much. And yes, I'm allowed to say they're adorable. I'm 20. They're 22 to 25. It's fine. So I love this song by them. It's their Spotify cover. It's just so freaking pretty. I cry almost every time I hear it. It's just, I love it so much. So this week's song of the week is Stay, and you can find it on the Creative Boss Babe podcast page or on the playlist, which is on Spotify. That's right, I'm back to talk about 5 Seconds of Summer in the official pop culture segment of the show. It's here to stay, so be ready. But yes, we're talking about 5 Seconds of Summer again, and this has to do with the Who Do You Love music video. If you guys don't know what Who Do You Love is, it's their song with the Chainsmokers. I talked about them and the Chainsmokers in the tour last episode, so you know my feelings on that. But this is the video. The video is based on and it's inspired by Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, and I did not know that when I watched it. I haven't seen that movie in forever. I barely remember it. It's not like one of my go-to movies, so I don't see it often. I think the last time I saw it was like 6 years ago, so it's been a while. And I honestly thought it was like cartoon-esque, like the way they did the zoom in on the eyes and stuff. I thought it was like Pokemon battle scene type. It was a thing. I laughed my ass off when Luke got yeeted back. It was hysterical. Overall, great video. The boys were super cute. Ash and Erwin, oh my god, I love you. Please never listen to this. If you do, I'm sorry. I'm not weird. And for anybody listening that's like, why are you talking about them like this? Just remember, I'm 20 years old. I'm still basically a teenager at heart. And they're like 22 to 25. It's not a bad thing for me to be talking about them like this. So just putting that out there. Okay, next we're going to talk about Simple Creatures. If you don't know what that is, you've been living under a rock for the last month. But Simple Creatures is a new passion project from the lead singer of All Time Low, Alex Gasgar, and the lead singer of Blink-182, Mark Hoppus. They've released 3 songs to date, and their new album, or their new EP, comes out on Friday the 25th. Or no, the 29th, 29th, not the 25th. I'm really bad with dates. I'm filming this on the, recording this on the 25th. It's a thing. But they released 3 songs. They've released Drug, Strange Love, and Adrenaline. All are amazing songs. I love them. I definitely think everybody should go check them out. They're just so good. Next, we have to talk about the Fall Out Boy issue. If you guys aren't a fan of Fall Out Boy, you probably wouldn't know this, but everybody has heard Mania, and everybody has seen the video for Young and Menace. If you haven't, Young and Menace was the first single off of Mania, and basically it had these llamas, and it was a strange video, I will admit. And because of that, the llamas became like a big thing in the Fall Out Boy fandom. They started using them for a lot of things. At one point, Brendon Urie took the head off of one and started eating a bowl of cereal. It was a thing. And now Fall Out Boy is being sued over the overuse of the puppets because they signed a release for it only to be used in the Young and Menace video, but they ended up using it for so many different things. The last time it showed up was like the last video they put out, which was not long ago. So they're being sued over that. I find it kind of ridiculous. I think they could probably just easily like give whoever is suing them the money and just call it good, because it's too late now. They've become like a staple in the fandom. It's a thing. Now, okay. Sabrina is coming back on Friday. If you guys don't know, I love The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's a Netflix series. Season 1 came out in October. I binged it in a night when I was alone in a house that was already haunted, and I freaked myself out to the point where I cried myself to sleep at like 3 a.m. It was a thing. But the show was so freaking good, and I cannot wait for season 2 to come out. It comes out on Friday, April 5th, I think. April 5th. Yes, there will be an entire review coming April 12th because y'all know I love this show so much. But it looks so good. They're looking like there's a love triangle between Harvey, Nick, and Sabrina, and I'm here for it. And just so many things. It's going to be good. Okay. The last thing we have to talk about is Chad Michael Murray and his hot river dad status. So you guys have never heard me talk about this before, but there's this thing I have called hot river dad status, which basically means somebody's hot enough to be a dad on Riverdale, aka a river dad. And Chad Michael Murray has quite literally become a hot river dad, and I am here for it. So if you guys don't know, he signed on to play Edgar Evernever, the leader of the cult The Farm in Riverdale. And oh my god, he showed up at the end of the last episode, which was the Mean Girls the musical episode. It was amazing, by the way. So it was just really, really, really cool to see him show up, and he just stood up and started clapping, and I swear to god I had a heart attack. I was like, oh my god. And I know I'm not alone. Everybody was like, holy freaking crap. And it was like, that man is so gorgeous. I now understand why Alice Cooper signed up for The Farm. I wouldn't have said no to him. I mean, honestly, y'all, that... I have not been this way since we talked about Captain America with the beard last year. That was... oh my gosh, y'all. Edgar Evernever, I love him. I love Chad Michael Murray, and I'm so glad he's on this show. We'll be talking about him more when he shows up Wednesday, so expect some more in Friday's episode, because if you didn't know, you're getting 2 episodes this week. I should have said that earlier, but I didn't. But you're getting 2 episodes this week, so we will be talking more about him and his first, like, speaking lines on the show, other than him just standing up and clapping and winking and being really, really, really hot. But while we're here, can we do a little throwback to him in Freaky Friday, where he sang Baby One More Time? Yeah? Okay, let's do it.
Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now. Oh, because my loneliness is killing me. And I must confess, I still believe. If I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
So, because this is what the entire episode about, I felt like it was only fitting to make it the business tip of the week. But that's, when social media fails, make sure you have a backup for growing your business. Whether that be a mailing list or a website, which honestly you should have both. But have one of those so you can continue to sell yourself even when you can't post on social media. So, like, next time Instagram and Facebook go down, or Twitter goes down, or YouTube goes down, anytime one of those platforms go down, you can send out an email and be like, here's what's happening, here's what you can do so you can continue doing what you need to do. Or, like, just send out something to your list, be like, hey, I'm still here, I'm still working, you can reach out, we can talk, we can do things, okay? So this week's business tip of the week is, when social media fails, have a backup to continue growing your business. Okay, guys, we have reached the end of the episode, and I can't believe it. I'm sorry for being gone for so long. I have something to tell you, and that's why the episode was put off for so long, and that is because we officially have merch on Amazon. I'm so excited. So if you guys don't know, we've been working on merch for a while. That's just for the Creative Boss Babe podcast, not being that girl boss. That merch is long gone. Well, actually, you could still get it, but it's no longer, like, relevant. So we decided to try something new, and we reached out to Amazon, and we were like, hey, we want to do merch by Amazon, can we do this? And they approved it, and so now we have a merch by Amazon store, and we have 2 pieces of merch so far. We have a t-shirt that says Boss Babe on it in my handwriting. It is so cute. And then we also have a matching pop socket that is purple to a really pretty like orangey pink ombre, and just says Boss Babe on it again in the same writing. I love it so much. They're super good quality and not a bad price. It's $19.99 for the t-shirt and $14.99 for the pop socket, and you can get both on Amazon Prime right now. You can actually get them on either, and they come in a, the shirt comes in a variety of sizes, but you can get it on Amazon Prime. You can get it in 2 days. It's so cool. So if you guys want to get that, head to the link in our description, our hub, our Instagram hub. It's called dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, or you can head to our podcast page. Like I've been saying, it's dreamnowmedia.com/podcast. You can find the post for this episode. You can find links to everything we talk about, including the song, our playlist, our sponsors, everything. So definitely check those out. Make sure you check out our website, dreamnowmedia.com. Of course, you're gonna be there anyway, so check it on out. And just, yeah, that's really all I have to say. We have so many things coming for you guys. We have new merch things launching soon. I just wanted to get these two products out to you before I release this episode. I was just too excited. I was like, I need to hold this off so they can hear it and they can go and get it as soon as this episode comes out. So definitely go and do that. Again, head to the link hub, which is dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, or dreamnowmedia.com/podcast, and then find this episode's page and you can find everything you need there. Yes, I'm so excited. I hope you guys are as well. Again, many more things are coming. You guys are going to get another episode on Friday full of juicy, amazing information. And yes, I'm really happy, guys. I'm glad I'm back on the podcast game. We're going to have episodes out every single week, I promise. So yes, I love you guys. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Yeah, bye.